speech, if it is not too much to ask. May I honorably request a precious moment of your time, please?
Of course, is everything okay?
No, nothing is okay. When you invited me down here to the seasonal hiking expedition, I had thought that you only did so that we could laugh at all the poor people who find joy in walking through the dirty wilderness and stepping over dried poop. It simply did not cross my mind that we were going to take part in such events.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I should have made it more clear. Do you want to do something else today?
No, if this is what you want to do, it's good for me too. Besides, my butler dropped me off and won't be back to pick me up until 4.
For this manic, I don't want to go on some stupid hiking retreat. I wanna go to the mall and get some avocado toast.
My mom spent $8 in gas to drive us down here. You're gonna respect that and do as I say.
Like hell. When you said you'd take me on a date, I thought you meant a real one. Call me next weekend, when you start behaving like a real man.
You wanna see a real man? I'll show you a real man. My Uncle Chuck said, girls don't get to say no to boys. So we're going hiking, whether you like it or not, so get up. I said get up.
Dad, can you take me home?
What for? I think this is a lovely place for a date. Here in the arms of sweet mother nature. Where beasts like us may run wild.
Yeah, right. Anyone who likes hiking retreats are total losers. Like Sonic.
No one wants to hear what you have to say, slut. You're dressed like the banana guy from Curious George.
Hey now, I don't appreciate the way you're talking to my daughter.
Yeah. Well, I don't appreciate the way you're wearing pants so short that I have to see your balls slap against your hairy ass cheeks every time you take a step. Don't touch my goggles.
I wouldn't touch those berries if I were you. You might accidentally pick something poisonous if you're not careful.
What's that?
My mom bought it for me at the last school book fair. Jealous much? Huh, that's weird. The forecast didn't say it was going to rain today. Oh well, even if it does, I doubt it would end up really pouring. Come on, let's get ready for the hike.
Is there anything you want for the trail before we set off?
Oh, baby!
Charles, if you want the honey roasted peanuts again, you can. I got enough.
No way. If the obless Emil, Eriadin nuts stay stinking.
But I thought you like honey roasted nuts, that's why I always pick them up on my way back from work.
Y domingo. In private. If the obless Emil, Eriadin nuts stay stinking, I. Only I people put nuts in their mouth.
Did a millennial, or Azuma tell you that? You need to stop picking fights with baby.
But it's true, Simeone from the YouTube comments told me so.
Okay, well I'm not gay, so I'll just buy whatever. God, I hate my life. Shit.
Did it add your money again?
Yeah, I have eyes. I can see it, bitch.
Stop it, Elena. You can't just wait it like black, that's what it gives.
Hey there, a lot of people have been having trouble with that vending machine all morning. Maybe my son here can help get you out what you need, if it got stuck. He just got his green belt in karate, and he's been super excited to show it off. Would you mind letting him give it a few whacks?
That's perfectly fine. What domingo you say, your little scamp? Wanna help this poor old man out?
Don't touch my son.
Peanuts!
Ah!
What are you doing just standing there, and can't you say your son needs help?
Help is not for the weak. Either he will lift the vending machine off himself, or he will die.
What's the matter with you? It's only night, but Rip Pounce, why are you so weak? I didn't drive you to be a ranger, did I? I get so... I'm gonna go home and fuck my wife. Then I'll have my son, one who's far more powerful than you.
Why? Why?
Is everyone's bags secured? We'll be parting off in about 3 minutes, so now is the time for some last-minute adjustments.
Hey, I've been following you around all day, because you have a fat ass. I just wanted to say that I like your coat. It's cute that you and your boyfriend are matching.
Why, thank you for noticing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, where did you get that jacket? I know you didn't use my credit card. What happened to the one I brought for you?
I threw it away, Mom. Bartleby doesn't want his pudgy boy walking around in hand-me-downs. And if you want to know how I got this expensive piece of ass, ask my sugar daddy.
Alrighty, explorers. Prep time's over. Gather round. Before we enter the trail, I must inform you of the rules. First off, no touching what is it on the path. Also, we don't fly solo around these parts. Locate a buddy and stick with them. That way nobody will get lost. If you don't have one, I will fill that role, preferably for those that have the male gender and under the age of 10. Are there any precious, lonely little boys who doesn't have a buddy? Oh gee, what's the matter? Are you all alone? Wherever are your parents?
They dropped me off. They never told me that there was a buddy system.
Oh shit. Looks like I forgot to tell them when they bought you a ticket. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. I'll show you such a good time, that when your parents come back you'll want to stay with me instead.
Whoa, thanks, sir.
Now, if you would all look to your right, you will find many blueberries growing on these bushes. We came at just the right time of the year, where the berries are perfectly moist and thick, and juicy. Of course, I know of somebody here is also already acquainted with two other round, blue objects. Isn't that right, Bartleby? Haha, look everybody! Look at Bartleby's boyfriend, Sonic is blushing. That's because the two round, blue objects I was referring to were his fat butt cheeks.
Actually, those aren't blueberries growing on the bushes. Those are raspberries. You can't tell, because raspberries are red.
I'm sorry, you baloney-colored bitch. Did I ask for your opinion? I know the difference between a blueberry and a raspberry. I haven't been a tour guide for 6 years of my life for nothing.
How have you been a tour guide for 6 years, if you don't know what a blueberry is? Bartleby, look, a yellow tulip. It's the same color as your hair.
Wonderful. How about you go pick it for us, my bitch?
Hey, stop that. Picking flowers on the trail is strictly prohibited.
Hey, don't bell at my bitch. He's only having fun.
Bartleby, look. I got you this flower. Do you like it?
Bitch, do me a fucking favor and look down, would you? Tell me, what do you see with your fat eyeballs?
I see your massive hairy balls.
No, my bitch, I mean below my balls. What else do you see?
Oh no, oh my god, Bartleby, I'm so sorry. Your expensive shoes.
If you were really sorry, you wouldn't have done it. What are you waiting for? Do the job that I keep you around for, and lick the dirt off my shoe.
Where? Yo re allí going to town to find yo Sonic. At this rate in beginning to think this me just be a fetish of yours. Fat boy.
I'm getting hungry. Did the brochure for this hiking trip mention anything about lunch?
Do you want some of my trail mix? Yet I eat MNMC already, but you cannot eat.
Did I just hear you correctly, old man? Are you seriously offering me a bag of nuts for lunch? I'm a man. Man don't suck on salty nuts. That's fucking gay. Are you fucking gay, bitch? The little red boy with sausages growing out of the side of his head is right, Charles. Men do not eat nuts. We wear them proudly between our legs as a trophy of our manhood. Nor do they eat trail mix. Trail mix is for little babies and Karens. Honestly, the fact that you have been eating trail mix makes me want to punch you in the face. Men are hunters, gatherers. We find our own food and live off the land. Look at these berries. Do you know why they're round? Earth made them round to look like my ball sack, to show that man will always be superior to women.
Hey, tour guide guy, are they supposed to be eating berries off the bushes?
What? Absolutely not. Those bastards. Are they still causing trouble?
Delicious, perfect, nature's candy. A woman could never appreciate its flavor. The way this berry just explodes when you bite into it. It's as if another man's balls just busted in your mouth, coating it with his fucking pee.
Oh my god. Daddy, are you okay?
I'm okay, baby girl. Daddy just took a really manly shit.
I think a little bit of blood came out.
Hey Sonic, can I see the travel guide? I think it's in your backpack.
Yeah, one sec. Let me just find it real quick. Here it is, Nux.
Sonic, this isn't the travel guide. This is a Yukio Daojinshi.
My bad. I've got the travel guide right here.
There it is. Wild Berries of the West. Written by Betty DeReg and Margaret Fuller. It looks like Mindy's dad just ate some mistletoe, which is extremely poisonous.
Everybody start packing or sit. We're moving up the trail.
Wait a minute. We can't leave those others behind. We have to tell them we're leaving.
Listen here, you little ginger boy. Those retards have gotten on my last nerves. Drop your pants and get on your knees.
No, stop it. Stay away from me. Somebody, anybody, don't just stand there. Help me.
Now come on, we're going. I said we're going. Come on. I said come on. Do you want another spanking?
No, we can't leave them. I won't let you leave them behind.
Wait a Mobius minute, where did the rest of the tour group go?
You don't think they would leave without us, Domingo?
Shit, we had better catch up to them. We don't want to be stuck out here in the forest. I hear rapists gather around here during nightfall.
Wait for. In packing a sit and stage to whip me as. Well, it is a the pop of me with stinky boot ladder. It better go. Wait. Which way did they go out? The scene points to the right, but the travel maps I step at goes to the left.
It's all your fault we're lost out here.
How is it my fault? If anything, it's your fault not keeping your eyes open for landmark like you were supposed to. That's enough, boys. We can make it through this. Just imagine we're in a forest biome from Minecraft. We just need to find square watermelons.
All of this bickering is getting us nowhere. I'll take charge. Wait right here. Will I climb up to the treetops and see if I can find civilization?
Bartleby, watch out.
It's a good thing I was the one who climbed up there. Had it been any of you, I doubt you would have survived that fall.
Okay.
Hurry, let us make haste for that cave over there. It will provide us shelter from the rain.
Mom, I don't want to go in that cave. What if we run into a dangerous animal, like a grizzly bear or Jeffrey Epstein?
I'm afraid that's just a risk we're all going to have to take.
Seems to be clear. Everyone get inside and get comfy. This is where we're staying for the...
Wow, check it out. Are these gemstone?
So pretty. I've never seen anything like it.
And to think, we wouldn't have been able to see it if we stayed on the tour and followed the path.
Hey bro, I got an idea. Why don't you go find a nice big one for Bartleby?
Yeah, why not? He likes diamonds and shit. Maybe he'll even spank your big round butt. That's perfect. I'll find one while he's preoccupied. You look for one here, I'm going to see if I can find better ones deeper in the cave.
Hey!
Hey Sonic, are you hungry? I got a whole plate of chili dogs for you in the back part of the cave. If you want some, why don't you move over here away from your friends, and we can eat some together. I know you're hungry.
No thanks. My mom told me not to talk to strangers. I gotta go.
Wow, your mom sounds like a dumbass, are you sure? I've got a whole lot of Fortnites back here, I know you kids love that.
Come here, you big fuck!
Sonic, run away!
Bartleby, Bartleby.
What is it, my bitch? What has frightened you so? Tell daddy.
There's some scary man in the cave, I think he's trying to lure kids over with candy and games.
What? You mean Jeffrey Epstein is here? Hey, you're not Jeffrey Epstein. Get out of here and stop scaring my bitch.
What the hell kind of tour guide are you? You said it wasn't supposed to rain during our hike.
Shut up. All of you just shut up. I already said I'm sorry. I can't exactly hold on to this kid so he doesn't run away, and keep my mind on my job at the same time, so if you need to blame anyone, blame the kid here.
Sonic, Manny, where are you? Wait, you don't say mi familia ni huele. What's going on here?
Shit, it looks like one of my little bitches managed to find their way back to me. Go well, not like it matters. I flipped the sign a little while back down the trail. They were being so disrespectful to me and my dog that I just had to get rid of them. If any luck, they're all probably lost right now, or dead in a ditch somewhere.
I saw which way your family went, sir. Please help me and-
How many times do I have to tell you to shut your fucking mouth? You fucking bitch, I'll kill you.
No, stop it. Let me go. I'm tired of being your bitch.
Stupid little kid, I thought we had something special. What, do you really hate being spanked by daddy that much?
I don't remember ever saying I'd hated it. You dirty little faggot, bitch. You naughty little slut. Hurry, old man. I saw your family go that way. There, I think I see them over there in the cave.
You guys, is that Uncle Chuck?
It's you there, Rit. You were so worried about you.
Don't worry about us, Uncle Chuck. We had Bart Levy here with us in case anything bad happened.
Everybody look, it stopped raining, and the sun is coming out.
Awesome, then we can finally go home, and I can massage Bart Levy's feet.
But we still have a problem. It's not raining anymore, but we are still lost without the trail.
Don't worry, my friends, because I have left a way for us to find our all the way back to the trail. You see, just before we started our hike, I ate a spicy bean and cheese burrito, and it gave me explosive diarrhea. Stinky poopy has been flipping out of my butt ever since we started walking through the forest. All we have to do is follow the strong and rancid stench, and we'll be back home in no time.
I've been like